Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. And you know how we do on your number one station. We always bringing out the stars, and that's why we present you the Nobody Safe Tour. And in the building with us right now is one of those stars. He'll be hitting the stage tonight at the Sprint Center. But right now, he's in the studio with the kid, Joe Cordejo, man. Kansas City, show some love to Zoe Dollaz.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? What's up? I'm in the building. I'm in the city. I'm in the town. Nobody Safe Tour. You know I had a touchdown to come rock with y'all.
Zoe, appreciate you for coming by, man. Is this your first time in KC?
Yeah, this is my very first time. Very, very first time.
I mean, I know the weather ain't all that right now. What you think of it so far?
It's all good. Can't be worse than Miami, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to get the people a show.
And now, we talked a few weeks ago on the phone. If I remember correctly, this is your first major tour, right?
Yeah, this is my first one.
Man, so to be on a tour with the two biggest acts out right now, you got Future, Migos, and you also got Tory Lanez and ASAP Ferg, who also have huge followings also, man. For this to be your first big tour of the stature, man, how does that feel for you, dog?
Man, it feels good, man. It feels like a blessing, and it also feels like a dope opportunity to be part of something like this, you know, because I'm pretty sure it's a lot more bigger artists than me they could reach out to and go for it, you know, and they chose me, so.
How'd you get this position?
I mean, you could say hard work, and also because I'm part of Free Bands.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so yeah, Future is helping you out, giving you that hand.
Yeah, that's my brother right there, man.
How's the tour experience been for you so far?
It's been great. It's been great, you know. We had a few ups and downs, but it's been great.
Vibe with y'all as artists and everybody on the tour, really good. Love, number love between each other?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Any good road stories you can share with us right now?
Man, just being late and cutting through traffic, doing the most illegal stuff you could think about.
Yeah, that sounds like a rap tour. But so you also be doing a meet and greet tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, I got a meet and greet. It's downtown. About like a good 10 minutes away from here.
Is it the Sprint Center or are you doing it somewhere else?
Close to it.
Close to it? Okay. Yeah. And for the fans that might not, you know, get to meet you at the meet and greet, man, there's still hope, because when you're done hitting the stage, you told me this when we had our phone interview, that when you're done on the stage, you like to do something pretty cool that I think is pretty cool, at least from a fan perspective.
Yeah.
What do you like to do when you get done on the stage?
Man, when I get off the stage, I go into the crowd and go meet the people and, you know, figure out who's who and what is what, and see, show them love, like real love. You know, they like I was reading a tweet. I'm reading a tweet right now as we speaking. I had this fan who tweeted me. She literally like went crazy. She like, thanks to Zoe Dollaz for taking time to shake my hand and take a picture with me. She was like in shock. And when I retweeted it, she was like, oh my God, I'm crying.
Yeah.
I like that. I like pleasing the fan that way.
Getting that personal, you know, touch, like, you know, just make it seem like you're not just some bigger than life figure, that, like, you know,
exactly.
You're just a human just like them.
Exactly. Because it's going to get to a point where I can't really do that, because it might cause somebody else to get hurt, because people trying to
stampede.
Yeah, stampede through people. So while I can right now, I'm taking a chance to just go ahead and do it. Even then, I'm going to try to do it in a safe way.
Make sure it's more organized, not just, you know, people going chaotic because they want to meet Zoe Dollaz.
Yeah.
So now, man, let's talk about you, because we talked a little bit a while ago. You talking about you had a project that's supposed to be dropping this month, correct?
Yes, sir.
But you got a name for it yet? Because I know you said you was going through a title change.
It's titled Ma Boule.
Ma Boule?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That means I'm on fire.
I'm on fire. Hey. Yeah. And so can you tell us who's going to be on this project with you, dog?
I got songs with Future on there. I got something with Chris Brown, A Boogie,
hey.
Myself, of course.
And do you have an exact date or just sometime this month?
For sure, sometime this month.
This month?
Yeah. This month ain't going by without it coming out, for sure.
That statement right there?
Yeah, we gonna play ball like that.
That's what's happening, man. And I want to ask you quick, how'd you get linked up with Free Bands? You from Dade County, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Miami, Florida. Dade County, to be exact. You know, the other side of that bridge. We just got a lot of mutual friends, man. We got a lot of mutual friends. It was in a situation where he heard about me on the internet. We just got a whole lot of mutual friends. And then one of our good friends, you know, one of my big homies, that's his homie as well, for years, linked us up and felt like it was the right thing to do, and we made it happen.
And how long you been on Free Bands?
I said about a year, going on two now.
Wow. So like, yeah, man, to be on Free Bands for, like, you know, a little, about to go on 2 years, and this is your first big tour, man. You on a huge tour right now. That's a big look for you, dog.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, so what do you think is the next step for you in your career?
More music, more visuals, and just a bigger name in the game. You know, we trying to get that number one too. Whether I get it from me or from somebody I write it for, we gonna get that number one.
So by 2018, everybody gonna know who Zoe Dollaz is?
Nah, of course. We gonna touch the people.
And so what time could people expect you to the stage tonight?
6:40.
6:40?
Yeah. Doors open 6 o'clock, give you a cool 45 minutes to get up in there.
Yeah, since it's raining outside, I know people ain't gonna be lingering outside too long.
And they out there in the rain, sleet, and snow.
Right? Just waiting for this biggest show to come through KC,
yes,
tonight,
sir.
Man.
KC, man, I'm in the town, I'm in the building, man. You know, it's the kid.
The kid Zoe Dollaz with the kid Joe Cornejo, man. It's gonna go on down tonight. Hot 103 Jams presents the Nobody Safe Tour with Migos, Future, ASAP Ferg, Tory Lanez, and of course, our guest in the studio, Zoe Dollaz. He'll be on stage at 6:40 tonight. Make sure you get in there early, man, because it's raining. You don't wanna be outside waiting, man. Don't keep Zoe Dollaz on stage waiting, man. Zoe Dollaz, we appreciate you for coming by the studio, man.
Let's
always
get it.